This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
There's a very special picture that I know means a lot to you, seeing you and your dad embracing after last year's Gold Cup. I bet you can't wait to try and go and get another one.
Yeah, it's always, look, I have one to my name. It'd be great to have two, but, you know, we've two live chances going there again this year, and it'd be great to get another one.
How strong is Team Jigginstown looking, do you think, with a fortnight to go, about, as far as the whole festival's concerned?
At the minute, we've a couple of some very good chances. You know, obviously, Petit Mouchoir, Death Duty, Apples J, the two for the Gold Cup, Empire Dirt. You know, we've a nice team going there, and as I said, it's going to be long, 2.5 weeks, and we'll hopefully the horses get their one piece and I get their one piece and we can have a nice go at it.
I mean, you mentioned that it's been a reasonably straight run, hasn't it, from the horses' point of view. I mean, there's not been a whole stack of abandonments, so the horses are probably in a reason, you know, they're where you want to be, aren't they, more or less?
Yeah, well, they're doing everything right so far anyway, and they've been very impressive in the way they won. So hopefully, look, it's very competitive over there, and we go over there every year with a lot of chances, and we come out with maybe one or two winners. So again, if we go there and get one or two over, I'd be very happy.
A fortnight ago, so obviously no decisions yet about what you ride in the Gold Cup, but it's not going to be easy if they all turn up, is it? It's another difficult decision you're going to face.
Yeah, it won't be a straightforward decision, but thankfully there's no pressure, and there'll be no decision made until the Wednesday morning of what I will ride in it.
I mean, Outlander presumably is one of those, because you know the horses that have been winning this winter will all go there with a chance.
Yeah, no, his form was very good. He was good in the Lexus, and he beat, you know, he's beaten all the form horses in it, so he's improving the whole time. And I think Gordon's, you know, the longer he's here now, the more we're getting used to him, so hopefully there's more to come.
Tombstone?
Yeah, if he goes, I don't think there's any set decision if he is going it or not, and that's totally up to Gordon, Eddie and Michael. So if he goes, hopefully he'll have a nice chance, but he's a lovely horse for the future.
Another funny feeling, having delivered a Gold Cup last year, the O'Learys would be delighted if you could finally get this Ryanair Chase, monkey off their backs.
Definitely, yeah. I think the Ryanair hurdle in Leopardstown at Christmas was the first race Michael won that he sponsored in a long time. So
be great. Ever, I think.
Yeah, so it'd be great to win the Ryanair from. We've two cracking chances there as well. So you know, it'd be nice to win back the race from.
Talk us through for you the next couple of weeks. Do you just take it gently and just look at a few horses and make some decisions? Do you do anything differently between now and the first day of Cheltenham than you would do in any other week?
No. I just try to get there in one piece, and we said we'll take it from there then.
And a little bit of luck. How much are you going to need? Do you need luck to win these big races?
I could do a bit of luck changing now at the minute, and the way my luck has been over the last couple of months. But I said we've some cracking rides going there now, so hopefully we've a bit of luck.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.